We are on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Before we go further, I'd like to mention two inyonim. One, we had asked yesterday, what is the difference between a nekev and a petza? If the Rishayim know the nekev has to be a nekev mefulish, so if not mefulish, why doesn't it fall into the category of a petza? I found the Chazaynish asks the Ha'ore in Ibn Ezer, Perites Oistes, and he says, Al Kochoch, the shear of a petza is a shear, Behilchis Reifim She'inai Moilid. That means that the petza is so great, so large, that in Hilchis Refueh we know that that petza prevents Hailod. That is a petza. And a Nekev doesn't have a shear. The nekev mitzad atzmoi is meineya hailode. I'd like to just learn over the Rashi. I think I had learned the not correct pshat in Rashi. And then we'll go the Gemara further. Rashi says, by nikev lemato miyatore, we had the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Nikev lamata meyatore shekenegdoi lamaylo meyatore. So Tosfos had learned pshat that nikev lamata meyatore means on the atore that's lamaylo that and the gid that is the tzad maylo. It's after the shuras atore. And lemaila, the ator is marich, and lemata, the ator is miskatzer. So the case was, nikev lemata mi atore, that the nekev started lemata mi atore lemaila, and it went straight down, shekinegdoi lemaila mi atore. But when the nekev goes straight down, so on the bottom of the gid, it's lemaila mi atore, because the Atore starts later, Lamata. That is the case. Just wanted to learn the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi seems to learn the Hepech of the case. With Tosfos, we're speaking about the Nekev starts Lamailo and goes Lamato. And according to Rashi, it is Fakert. According to Nekev Lamata mi Atore, Besoif Hagid, Klape Hakarke, so Memela, the Nekev started on the bottom chelik of the Gid, Klape Karke. So Memela, if the Nekev is starting from the bottom, Bohoile, so if it would go straight up, so if it's Lamato Meyatore, that means if the Nekev started on the chelik atachtis of the Gid, and it started in the Lamata Miyatore, that means after the Atore had started, so if it would go straight up, it would zicher be Lamata Miyatore Lamaila also. So there wouldn't be any Shaila. So therefore Rashi says, Vahilach an Nekev Ba'alachsein. The Nekev was Ba'alachsein, V'yaytze Kenegdoi Lamaila Minatore Klapei Haguf. That means that it goes on an angle, and the Nekev ends Lamaila Minatore, before the Atore starts, Lamailo. That is the case according to Rashi. And according to both of them, we have one chelik of the Nekev is Lamailo Minatore, and one chelik, which is a poisel, and one chelik of the Nekev is Lamata Minatore, which is not a poisel. Yes. Now, let us just go over the Gemara. Bimishtayer Meyatore. Yosef Ravine Vekomi Boilei. The Mishnah had said that if it's Nishtaya Meyatore Kechuta Saira, Afulu Kechuta Saira Kosha. That means if the whole Atore was cut off, but is left over Meyatore Afulu Kechuta Saira is Kosha. Yosef Ravine Vekomi Boilei. Molei achut she'omru al pnei kula. Do you need achut ha'saira on the whole hekif of the gid? Oy al pnei rubo. Or is it sufficient if roiv of the hekif of the gid, if we have, that Torah is left? a chut of the Ator is left. Omalei rove tosvola ravina, maloi a chut al pnei ruba, uklape reisha. But we need that the roiva hekev has to be from the chelika elyon of the gid, not from the chelika tachtay. Omar ravune, ke kulmis ksheira, ke marzev psulo. That if they were choytech the gid, and it was made kikulmis, that means that the gid was whittled down, the oivi hagid was whittled on both sides, like they whittle a point of a pen. So that means that the doifne hagid became niskaten, they became nechtach, they became dach. Ksheira, kemarze psule. If the doifen was not touched, but the emtza hagid was nechkak, and now it looks like a marziv, like a half of a pipe, that means it was nechkak in the gid, psule. Why? Hai sholet bo aviro, vahai loy sholet bo aviro. Because in this case, the avir is sholet between the two defanis, that means between the two defanis there's a chekak in the git, and the aver is shoylet, and that causes that the Rashi says, so the zer is not misbashel, haruach nichnas l'soich ha-defanis, u'miskarer ha-git l'soich ha-bein ha-zer ha-misbashel. Is the ruach brings a kriris to the git, so therefore this is possible. That is the svar of Rav Huna. Rav Chisdama kemarzev ksheire kekumis psule hay gorid vahay loy gorid. So we had one pshat in Rashi that by marzev it is kosher, because since the git has the complete oivi, the complete roichev that it had till now. So the git is noigeya bitzdodei harechem, or it's the area before the rechem, and it becomes nischamein, so therefore it's bekoyach to be moitzi the shichva zera from the guf, ayidei the chamimis, vahai loigorit. But if the gid was made like a kulmis, so it does not, the reisha gid does not touch the tzdodei, the koislei harechem, so it is not nischamim, so but it is not nischamim, so therefore it is not bekoyach lohoitzi the shichva zera min haguf. Beim nimshach mitoich haguf bikiluach, because you don't have the chamimis, Ella Shai says it doesn't shoot out, it drips out. So therefore, Rav Chisda holds Marziv is better than Kulmis. Omar Rovi kevosid Rav Huna Mistafer. I lay sholet bo aviro, vay sholet bo aviro. Faker the sholet bo aviro is a chesor. I imishum greiduso. I, Rav Chisda says as for it, that if it's made ke Kulmis, so the Roish Agid is not Noigeya b'koisle harechem, so it is not Nischamim al Yodei. Is midi dahave abarze dechavite. So he said, the same thing you have, let's say, a stopper of a chovis, and the Roish of the barze was whittled down, like this, if it wouldn't be whittled down, so you stick it into the neck of Shebechovis, so Lamai says, so the Tchilas HaBarze is Soisim the Nekev, because the Tchilas HaBarze is Memalei, the whole Cholol of the Nekev. If you whittled down the Roish of the Barze, so the Roish of the Barze goes into the Nekev HaChovis, but then later, as the barza becomes nisaves, it gets thicker, so the necker becomes nistam, als the chelik acharaim, the back chelik of the barza, because that wasn't whittled down. So memele, so he told him that enochenami, even though the roish hagid was whittled. So memele, it is not negeya because leharechem. So you don't have the chamimus, but the seifa git wasn't whittled down. So the seifa git has the proper oivi, the proper roichev. So memele, so it will become the schamim from, so the sufficient, the chamimus from the seifa git. Omalei Ravina le Mareima Ochiyama Mazutra Mishmeida Rapope Hilchese Benki Kulmis Benki Malzeb Ksheire. Both are kosher. Miu mi boile le mato mi atore I le mailo. This whole chitoch that you're speaking about, ki kulmis, Kemarzev, is this speaking about Lemato Meyatore? Lemato Meyatore means after the Atore started, in the later chelik of the Atore, he made it Kikulmes, or he made it Kemarzev. Or Lemailo, or is it speaking about before the Atore starts, so it's made in the Gidalo? So he told them, Shita, the Lemailo Beyatore, it's Zicher, that the whole Shaila can only be speaking about Lamailo Meyatore, that the Gid alone was Nase Kikumis or Kemarzev. The Isal Kedaitach Lamata Meyatore, Afilu Niches HaGid Nami, Afilu, the whole Atore would be cut off its kosher. So how could there be a pilpul if it's Nase Kikumis or Nase Kemarzev? You don't need this Chelik at all for the Hersher. So Bemison is Poshit. The Ravina Lishabushi L'Rameimu the boy. He wanted to see if he's holding Cheshbin. That's why he asked him the Shaila. Ha'hu uvde dahave b'moso Mechasye. There was a mice in the city of Mechasye. Shofye mar baravashi kikumis v'achshere. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ahu uvde dahave kemarzev. That means the gid was like a marzev. Shofye chotach abosor mikol tzad, v'notal doifne marzev. That means that the doifen hamarzev was cut off. That's how he took away the doifne amazav, so kikumis. So, first of all, we see something very interesting, that, what did he accomplish? L'chayre, the whole psul of marzav is that there's an indentation, that the avir comes in, that the avir is mekara. So what did he do? There's two walls on the side. So he just took away the walls. So now everything is low. So how does that help the situation? So it seems the walls are misayay of the krigos because the cold air stays there and it that is misayay of the krigos by taking away the walls. So the chesoron of marzav also goes away. Now from this gemara we would see, it would seem, not like the gemara before. That means that he holds marzav as posel, even though we hear before mazuto mishmeider apope that marzav is kosher. From this gemara we see that he holds marzav as posel, and the only way he kashered it was by making kikulmes. Ha'hu uvde dahave bepumpedise istatim gufse deshichva zera. Va'apik b'mokim k'tanim. Now let us see Rashi, what happened. So Rashi says, Guvse kone. There's a tube. There's a, the kone, nekev sheroi lohitzi boizera nista. V'hoya moitzi keri derech meraglai. Desanye b'bchoyres. Shnei nekovim yesh ba'odo. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bechiras that there are two nekovim. Echod moitzi shesa, ve'echod moitzi shichva zera. Ubeinayam kiklipas hashum. There are two nikovim, and one is miyuchid for the shes, and one is miyuchid for the shichvazera. Ubeinayam kiklipas hashum, and there's a small barrier that separates these two nikovim. Now what happened over here? Istatim guvso the shichvazera. So the shvil that the shichvazera used to go out became stuffed. So when the shichvazera started coming out from the guv, so it couldn't go in its normal path because it was stuffed. So right underneath it or right next to it is the shvil hashesen. So it went to that shvil. Va'apik b'mokim ktanim me'raglay. So Rabbi Barabai wanted to say it's kosher. So Rashi says a beautiful svar. Sherei einkan loy potzua, v'loy dach, v'loy krus. The psulim that we know of is that certain pu'ulis were done to the ivorei heilode. It was dach, it was patua, it was nichas. None of these things occurred over here. It was nistam, the shvil of the shichvazera. And therefore the zera came out to the shvil hashesa. Omar Rav Papi, mishum da'osu mimuloi, amrisu mili mulioso. Bimkaima mevashlo, shaloi bimkaima loy mevashlo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mimuloi, mimishpachas umlolo, mibeis eili. You come, your yichis, you come from a mishpacha umlolo. The minipe kamadar shoshon abai verove marbis. In the base Eli Kosu, this is Rabbi Barabai. So Memelis, we say Dvorim Shein by Mamish. Bimkoima Mevashlo, Mizbashel Shichvazera, Venigma Lohilid, the Lasse is Peri. Agavuche Rashi is Marich over here. Mizbashel Mevashlo, Mizbashel Shichvazera, Venigma Lohilid, Velasis Pei. What's the necessity of the whole Arichis? That's Mirashi is telling us Pshat. There's two translations of Mizbashel. There's a Din Bishel, we know that's one of the Lamates Malochis. Here it doesn't mean Bishel. Not Pshat is that the Zera becomes Mizbashel, becomes Yatzeledes, it's not this Loshem Bishel. Then we have a Din Bishel by Peiris. That a Peiri is Mizbashel. So what does that mean? It becomes ripe. It becomes Roy to be a Peiri. So when the Zera becomes Roy Lahoylid, Velasa is Peiri, that's the Loshem Bishel over it. It's Nigma. It is fartik, it is nishlam. That's the loshin mizbashel. Now, just let us speak a little bit on this gemara. A few ha'oris. L'chayre, Rabbi Barabai said a very lomdish svare. I mean, he said, Rabbi Barabai says lomdish. And Rav Papi tells him medicine. I mean, he tells him, he's finding the din wasn't over here, there's krus, there's doch, there's patsu, it's not one of the three, so finish. So why do we have to be worried? Shereikah loy patsu, avoloy doch, avoloy krus. So I told them, but it's not Roy Lahoilid. It would seem that Lahoir, he was machadishtim as follows. He was machadishtim that all these pu'ulais are pu'ulais which create ihailada. So if a steamer creates ihailada, it's also, it's not, you don't need these three things.
These three things are simonim of these are pulis in the evore heilodah, which create e heilodah. So if a stimul will create e heilodah, that's the metzias. If the zera goes to the shvila shesen, so that's also, it's also possible. Number two, we have to say that the stima was a demaisi deodom, because if it was through the whole psul, I mean, that we had before, bidei shamayim, Rashi says, borod, Chazanish speaks out, Rashi said, what's called bidei shamayim? So Rashi said, borod. So what is pshat borod? So the Chazanish says that borod means that some borod fell on a beya and it crushed the chelik of the beya. So the Chazanish says, what is the chilik? If a person will throw borod on a beye, or the borod will fall min hashemayim. He says, you'll have the exact, kilkul, the same kilkul will come about. Both are not roi lohilid. But there's a gzeiris akosiv, that the psul is, it doesn't say ha patsu, it says patsu. So we learn out from this posik, that the gzeiris akosiv, the psul kol is davke, if the kilkul and the vorm came out, they might say dayodom. So we have to say over here somehow that the stimus hashvil was also a day a maisa b'dayodom. If your old chayli is called maisa b'dayodom, it's good. If not, you have to say somehow there was a maisa b'dayodom that was geirim the stimus. There's a moiridike yireim over here. You mentioned before a ma'isetz fault mechudishtik. I mean, Rashi says a moirdeke longdis that it's not patsua, it's not chorus, it's not doch. So we have to say a shtik toy. Rafal pikein, you don't need to another sibe b'day odom. It's also on the royal oil. It's also lovely b'kol. The reim says a moirdeke pshat. The shaila wasn't if it's kosher l'kol or posel l'kol. It's a kosher l'kol. This is not, there was no shaila about that. What was the shaila? The shaila was, sova ravivi barbaye lachshuri to be machsha the child. The shaila was, l'maisa, the zera came out of the shvil shel shesem. That was the metzias. Because it was Nistema the Shvil Shel Zera. So now the Shaila is it possible for him to be Moiled? Yes or no? So Sova Rabivi Ba'abai Lach Shuri to be Marsha the child. Why not? I mean, he held it Shaykh to have, the Shaykh to be Moiled. Amarav Papi, Mishum Dosa Miloyam Risa Mila Milaisa, Bim Kaima Mevasha Shleim and Kaima Loim Mevasha. No! So the child is Zichah Apostle, Zichah not his child. He can't have a child. That's how the Yireim learns Pshat in the Gebore Gor, and under the Mahalach. Now, one more Nikudah. This is something very interesting. The Rashi brings down a Gemara in Bechayres. Shnei Nekovim Yesh Ba'odom. There's two Shvilim. There's a shvil shel shesen, there's a shvil shel shichva zera. Now the Gemara tells us halachas that if it goes into the wrong shvil, it's not mevashel. The Chazanish says, we there's only one nekev and one shvil. The same shvil that the shesen comes out, the shichva zera also comes out. So the Chazanish says, Nishtavu hativim. That's leinu ein begid eloshvil echad. That's what the Chazanish has finished. Nishtavu hativim. I saw the Mishnas Avrom brings down from the Cheshev Eifoid. The Cheshev Eifoid says, I'd like to, he asks, Meiridiki kashas on the Chazanish. He says, Anoichi mishtoimim ma'oid ala marazet. He says, there's a Mishneh in Mikvois. Balkari shetoval v'loi hitel es hamayim. Balkari was toivul, and he wasn't matal mayim. Kshayatil es hamayim tameh. So when he'll be mashed in afterwards, he becomes tameh. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says, V'chol bal keri im loihishtim koidem atare, hine be'eis sheyashtin yitmo, ki yos teitze hashoras hazera anisha b'chlal ha'omo. So my male will become tummy again because the zera that was nishar in the hollow in the shvil will come out with the hashtonis. He becomes tummy again. So therefore he has to be mashed in before. So
if there's two shvilin, so what is pshat that the zera comes out with the hashtona? The two different shvilim, mayin shmita leitzo al sinai.
So it would seem klo that bizman mishne that there was also like that. It brings other rayas.
So what's pshat? So it's the hashrak. Here we have a gemar in Bechayres that there's two nekavim.
So he says, a kolchoch od de isa bebchayres, daf mem dalad amet beis, shnei nekovim yesh boi ba'odom, hakavona al hamokem shelifnei hagid, ashe boi nifgoshim shvil hazera abo min habeitzim, shvil hashesen, abo min hashalfuchis, umischabrim hoyu lehechod lahamshech el hagid. We're not speaking about in the gid alone. We're speaking about in the mokim, and that's in the goof, in the knisa to the gid, there's the tunic of him. That's what he wants to say.
He brings brings from the Yeshua's Malka. Also seems to say like that. Mashomu beyevomus usomach leguf kshem yoitzim mehaguf, aber lemaile meyatore yoitzim shneiem mikone echad. Ad kan leshayne.
Al kaponim, we have here chilukei dais. Some of the pshat in this inyan of the two shvilim, if the two shvilim are in the gid or if it's in the guf. By the knisa to the gid. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmu, Nikev v'nistam. So Rashi says, Nikev nekev cotton. There's a small nekev, shenistam b'chol shehu. Ve'ein nikev. And it's not nikev, we don't know. It's a small nekev. And a small nekev, it seems that the nekev was in a place that it will see that it will passel. So, but we don't know, since it's so small and so many, we don't know if the steamer really accomplished something. So the loch is like this. Kol shelo nikri v'nikra, if when shichva zerel come out, and because of the force of the yiriyah of the shichva zera, that will be kireya the stimit, possible. So then it's possible. So that means this steam is not sufficient. You have to have a steam that should withstand the koyach of the zera shooting out. The ilav kosher. What does Rashi say? Nikev, Nekem kol shisim b'choshim, nikra roim im godol kol kach, shim nikri ha'ish haze, nikra marchi v'nekev machmas doichi kazera shemis aseif, it's possible. And if not, it's kosher. Havi bo rove, so rove esta shayla, heiche, where is this nekev? Ilaim lamata meyatore, if the nekev is lamata meyatore, that means it's lamata from the shure, that's makiv the give, it's further down. So, afilo nichras nami, so the nekev b'chal won't passel over there. Afilu nichas nami. Elo ba'atora atzmo. That is speaking about the shura of the atore, which is right at the end of the git. It melnami omar Rav Mori b'amar mamaruk v'mashmur nike ba'atora atzmo v'nistam kol shil nikri v'nikra posel v'ilav kosh. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Eicha ilaim olamata meyatore duhu beroish hagid. Some emailer so can't be. That can be problematic because of it's nichas legamri, it's kosher. Ulamayla meyatore, so Rashi says, let's say it's being ulamayla meyatore, like a look me, the hosam vadai loy mikra, loy mikare, it doesn't get turned there. Shaina zera doiche umisase vela itzel nekev yitziyosoi. The koyach of tchiyya is by the seif of the gid. So memeila, so it comes out lemaila meatore. That's not the seif of the gid. There's no koyach of tchiyya. So the Gemara says by the atore. It says the atore das cholos atore, which is lechayra das cholos atore is right over the end of the gid, and there was a nekev. In the gid, so mamela, there the shayla was, and that's the mokima yitzia, so there the shayla was, if it's, so that's the guidelines, if it's nikra, it's posel, not kosher. Sholach leirove berei derove l'rav Yosef, yelamdeinu rabbeinu, Heichi Avdino. So how do we know? How can we mevare this? You're telling us a dry aloche that if the keri could be kereya, so it's possible. If the keri cannot be kereya, it's kosher. Now how do we know? How do we mevare this shayla? Omalei, so I told him, Maisinon namo chamime desari. You take hot bread made out of sa'irim, umanchin alei abei pukri, and you put this hot bread on the neck of orei, which is near the bayim, and it seems this hot bread is mechamim, and automatically you mikri, and then the Israel keri, v'chazin alei, and then we'll see if the keri is kerei, or if the keri is not kerei. What does Rashi say? Heichi avdine, ki osi lekamon le'aruye, that we should pass give him, heichi maisini le'li de keri, de lechzi imikra, lemiv de kei lechshuri, how can we be boidik him, to be marsher him? Abei pukri nekev beisarei, umachmas chamimusei, hunikri kach shamati. That will bring about that he should be royekari. Omar Abaye, otu kula ome Yaakov Avinu avoy. Everyone is the dalga of Yaakov Avinu. Tachsiv bei koichi vereishis oini. Shleiro keri meyomov. Elo omar Abaye mavrinon kamei bigdei tzivoinim. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Reishis oini, hi hoise tipes keri sheyotza mimenu rishain, shleiro keri meyomov. Kloima, is everyone on this madrege the matzres lai kule hai? Mavirin lefono bigdei tzivoinim shal ishe, v'maharer be'isho v'nikri. L'davoini, I don't understand klo, what Abayis taina was, davdina le'kul, the masas le'kuli hai. I don't understand why Abaye held this is better. I don't know klo. But al kaponim, it's not necessary to make a nama chamime. It's not necessary. Just bring big day tzivoinim in front of him, and he'll be mahara beishe, The Nitre, if it would be Tzadikim Gemurim, like Yaakov Avinu, Memela, but we're speaking by the Hamoinam, so this is sufficient. Omar Rove Ota Kula Omar Barzili Hagilodehu. What do you mean? In Big Day Tzaboinim, whoever sees Big Day Tzaboinim, the Mikri, Ela Machvarte Kedeshoninen Meikor. So, Fakir, that's the Eitze is Nama Chamim. So Rashi says, Barzile Hagilodi, Shotov Bezima Hoya, Dechsibay Im Yitam Avdacho, that he didn't have the Koyach Hateime, Tamrinu Mesech Yishabes Beg Shoyel Odom, Shotov Bezima Hoya, Lefikach Kovtsu Olam Zikne, The Amse Dahavim Bei Rebbe Basadik Vetartin Shnim Vetor Makidra, she was able to be Toim, and he'd never Koyach Hateim. I'd like to say two Ha'oris on this Gemara. The Bei Shmuel in Simen Chofhei Sivkotten Beis, it brings down such a Shaila. An Isha were Meshamish, and then they found Dam Be'ed Shel Isha. And the suffix is the where the source of the Dam is, if the Dam is coming from the Isha, or if the Dam is coming from the Zera Ha'ish. So how are we Mevara this? So the Beishmuel says, Nire Lechoyre, the mutter leish lahitzi hazera, kidei levarer im hadam imenu. That so will be mevarer the shayla. Yesh lahaviraye, so brings a raye from our gemore, im nikev hagid, but kinen im nisrapi menichem beipukre teshiyaitzi zera. So you see, this is permissible. The yesh litchos could be it's not raya. Am chaim oizer chele gimel simen chav dalet oiz dalet says the yesh lachalik tishani hosom the choshishu kidei lahatiroi bekol could be it can't be medame milse le milse. This was there was mata lekol. So my male, this is a tzoyrich, or else it's finished. He's finished. He doesn't have any eitz whatsoever. He can't get married. Here there's only a shaila about this wife. And so could be, you can be medame milsa la milsa. Then he brings down from the yavid says, the yavid also brings down our gemara, the tzoyrich shor. Darich mikre, it is permissible. Even though it is a aveira chamura, but a tzorich shor is permissible. Chabruvin in a note explains that this, the iser is v'shicheis arzo, the iser is hashchose, destruction, but if it's a tzorich tikkun, that's not called hashchose. Darich hashchose is also. Now, Samuzai, so that's the etzim inyan of the Isser of Ashchosa Zera. Now there's a very interesting Yamshel Shloime in our Gemara. The Yamshel Shloime says as follows. The Gemara had a shaila what to do. How will we be able to be mevara the shaila? So the Yamshel Shloime says as follows. Pshite sha'osu loy loitzi shichva zera biyad. That was poshit. Shechayiv misa. There is a din of a shayfach domim. Biyadayim is a din of a shayfach domim. So that is no heta whatsoever. So therefore, it has to be through a different oifen, through a grome. Now he says, by these big day tzivoinim, he says, "Imakir beisha." If he knows who these big dates of oinim belong to, who wears this big dates of oinim, and he's maharer in this isha. So he says, af lehistavkel bibigdeho also. Ubeprat imhi eishes ish. Now they're speaking about be'eino makira. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who this belongs to. So lechere, what is pshat? So lechere, pshat is, and he says, and Isha v'ad gevissus also to look at, and he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but Yehor Gvar Yavre. So what is pshat? So we see here, there's a new shaila over here. There's a shaila of, it seems if he's makir be'isha, and he's maharan be'isha, so that's already a gili aroyis to get in. That already is not permissible. So we have to say he's not makir be'isha, so there's no such isha. These are big tzavoyim of a isha, but he has no idea whatsoever. I feel like he's mahar be'isha. That means the begodim motivate him to be mahar be'isha, but there's no such isha. So that is not gili aroyis. That doesn't fall into the gather of gili aroyis. But if he's mahar and the isha who wears these begodim and he knows so, it seems that's a gili aroyis to get in. He clears if she's an Ashes Ish, Zicharosa, Pnuya. He clears, he doesn't know. So I just thought if we have a shtickel raya from the Yom Shel Shleime, there's a klal kol be'isha elve. What if one doesn't know the isha who he's hearing the kol from? Does it also have a shame elve? It seems from the Yom Shel Shleime that if one knows the isha who wears these begodim, that's gili aroyis. He's maharer in an isha that he knows of. That's a gili aroyis to get in, it seems. If he doesn't know the isha, so zichar, there's an isha that wears these begodim, but if he doesn't know, he's not makiroyis, that's a called gili aroyis. So could be the kol be'isha erva. There are others that want to be mekel. Could be the zeshtikol smach from this Yom Shel Shleime also. Let us see Taisvis mimuloi peirish pekuntres mekotoim mishpacha mlolo. The koshe davle lemeim mishim da atun muloi, not osu mimuloi. You come. You are muloi. Yes, lefoshu shame mokim. Not kidamrina bebreshis rabe, rame rozo le mamula, razana da vishreire reish, omolo, midabeseli atun dursim komabis beisho. So that's a place where the descendants of the beiseli lived. Shleiro keri mi yomov, vinis abro mi biorishoine, shemiacho betz, bo kidamrina betomo beperg daladachim. The Rabbi Avraham in the hall does not want to be soivel this pshat. It says because in the posik it says it says as follows. Vayar Hashem kisnu alaya, vayiftach asrachma v'roch el akor. V'talei v'talbei v'tikre shmai ruvein. So the Ben Avraham in the hall says, it seems in the posik klor that she wasn't nesaba mibir ishayne, because she was in Akora, the same like Rachel. After he married Rachel, Vayev Gamas Rachel Mileo, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Alevi Yiftach Asrachmo. So he said, so Pshat is, that's Leiro Keri Miyomov, he says, a bi and a isha letzoyrech alodo, That's also called Reishis Oini. That means that even though she was Nisaba after the 10th beer, that's also called Reishis Oini. That means that there was no Rias Kari Shalayla Tzarech Eiloda. So that, but the Taisis Loin Nitazai, Taisis Loin Reishis Oini means that the first Tipe of Yaakov Avinu, she was Nisaba. So Memelus of Taisis says she was Apsula, so Taisis says an Akimtev, Semicha Be'etzba. So he says, but the Pasitas is not mashma like that. That's what Rabbi Avraham in the Hall says. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbono. Nikev posel minei shehu shoises. If there's a nekev, there's a psul, because the zera does not shoot out, it trips. Nistam kosher. If the nekev became nistam, it's kosher. Minei shehu meilet. Now it can be meilet again. Vizel psul shachoizel lahachsheirei. This is a psul that could become kosher. Zehu limiyutei mai. Vaistais, there's a similar case that cannot become kosher. Lemiyutei krum sha'olo machmasmake bereya. The einei krum. That if there was a nekev in the reya, and then there was a make someplace else, and because of that make, a krum came and was soisim the nekev, so that is that is not a steam. That you cannot be machshel. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Mimnei shu shoises shem machemimus ataive yoytze derech hanekev." And in yerek kechetz, v'kamon shiruzer shen yerek kechetz eini mazriya. Mutikrum shol machmas make bereya deini krum shem dahoda mifchas will get. Nifchas de krum, behine hanach sichi de rei de mitrevo bechius. So the Gemara says, Sholachai Rav Idi bar Ovin labaye, heichi of dinam. So what do we do? How can one be soisim this nekev? Maisinin sarto. You bring a soira, a bali, umisartinon lei, and the tzodei hanekev, your mesaret, that means you rub them till they start bleeding, and that will enhance the koyach of growth. Like this, like the skin becomes dead around the nekev. So like this, if you mesaret it and it starts bleeding, so it becomes bosal that can start to regrow. Umaisinon tarbe, then you bring some fats, vishayfinon, and you smear the fats on this area. Umaisinin shumshino gamlo, you bring a large ant, umanachsinolei, and you bring it into this nekev, this large ant, and it seems the ant is noishech ditzdodei hanekev. That means, like it seems this ant was equivalent to stitches, that he was pulling together ditzdodei hanekev. And then, after he did that, he's pulling together, then we don't need the ant anymore, poskinen lei lereishe. So we chop off the rest of the ant, and the chelek harosh is still in the nekev, and it's holding together the tzodei hanekev, and that eventually, as the ant will disintegrate, so the boso will grow together till it will be completely sosum. V'davke sarta, davke asaira. Avol parzelo mizrev zorif. But if you'll start irritating the tzodei hanekev with metal, is mizrev zorif, or make a chabure, or get inflamed. Vahani mili kotten, avol godel mikpule mikpal. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that in Shiltas it says, Vani Mili Kotten, this only works by a cotton, a yellet. But by a godel it won't work. Mikpule Mikpul. That means this refuah has to be done when one is still a cotton. And he wants to say, perhaps cotton means a nekiv cotton, a nekiv godel, it won't work. That's what Aruch HaShulchan wants to say. Zogt Rashi, Heiche Abdina Rafua Listoim Gidsha Nikhev, Sarto Soira, Masartina Lei Kols Vive Saneket, Kedeshi Yaglia, Vyoitzi Dam, Mitus Vive Saneket. We irritate the surroundings of the Nekhev, Kedeshi Yaglia Vyoitzi Dam, that's how it starts healing. The boso will go and eventually cover the nekev. Shum shino gamlo memola gedoylo. Nachsin eloi menichin roisho shom v'noishech. And it bites, seems the v'nidvak roishoi b'nekev. Paskin eloi l'reishe liestume. And as the roish starts disintegrating, haboso oile mischaber. Mizrav zorif oise chabure lishnachine mizrav zorif male nofach. It gets inflamed. Kpulim mikpulach shalarucha choise veniklav venistar. It peels off again. So memele, it is not. There's not a proper steamer. Sagt der Gemara weiter, Oma Rabba Baravune, Hamatel Mayim Mishteime Kaimais, Possel. If it comes out from two Mekaimais, it would seem that, the Meira Gleim comes out from the Shvil Shal Shichva Zera, is Possel. Amarove lesuchese loike bro veloike abe. Bro hodamo. We don't pass on like Rabbi Baravune. It's not possible. That's not a chesorim. The shichva zere comes out from its own shvil. That what's the shvil is also used by the shesen. That's not a possible. In Abba, Hodamo, in Abba, Domaravune, Noshima, Mesoilolois, Zuba, Zub, Sulois, Lakun. He said that Noshima, Mesoilois, Apostle Lakuna, and that's not true, they're not Apostle Lakuna. Afalor, Abbe, Loza, Doma, Ponyabo, Pnuyish, Leila, Shem, Ishus, Aso, Zoine, Hani, Mili, Ish, Abel, Isha, Pritsusa, Balma. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, המסוילולויס דרך תשמי זוכר נקייבה, משאף שפויס נקבוסום זו לזו. וכן המסוילולויס בבנו קוטן דסנהדר. פסוס לקונה משום זנוס, תתיס פעול אף שיפשוף איזה מייס זנוס, לחיר שביקם זזוינה. We don't pass on like Rafunia. Hamisaila lois, let us see Taisvis, Peirish Rivon, Matilois, Shichta Zera, Shekiblu Mibalei. That means you have two Noshim, which in Yesoid are married. They were both Nivel Mibalei, so they both have Teich Gufon Shichta Zera. And then this Pu'ul of Misaila lois, so each one is Matil Shichta Zera, berachem shalashayni to the soilolois. So kaponim, it's not some say a pula of shivshuf, it's a pula of achnosa zera to this pula of mesoilos. V'lo yitochen. Toysen says that's not psha. The beperik ba meisham rinon shmuel avuad shmuel leshabeklo lebnosei degonin gabi hadodi. Avuad Shmuel made sure that his daughters should not sleep together in the same room. Because Mishum Daravune, the Omar Noshim Amisoilulais, she was afraid that this could happen with them also. Umashme Dloyhoyu Nisuits, that they weren't married, so you're dying the Veshmu. So Mamela, so the Ribbon, so from the Gemara and Shabbos, L'chair, it's not like the Ribbon. Some Rashi says something in Shabbos that the psulas l'koyin gadol, that the Rav Huna that holds that the psulas l'kune does not mean it's a psul l'koyin head, it's a psul l'koyin gadol. So Rashi yes, Kashev is a psul l'koyin gadol. So what's the problem? Shmuel, there was any he had some kahanim gedolim in mind to be mishadach his daughters. So Rashi says, "Da'afal gav the kain godol I have be meishmu, mikomoke mechuar adova even shenifsolis bekach the kain godol." That's what Rashi answers. But if it's enough to passel midinet a kain godol, so it's mechuar adova. L'chayr abayin Rashi say, "Afal pishis memem kol zachkele bechol yim sheyovich." I mean, He had his eye on Tak on the Kohen Gadol. That means what? Weissach nicht. But that's Rashi. So Tosis says, "Doch imashu with the psul saf le Kohen Hedyet, that the Ravuna passed le Kohen Hedyet, mishum zoyne, midikama af le Rabbelozo, doma, poni abo apnuya, mechlau da Ravuna, mishum zoyne pasalu." He said, the Gemara says that, afilu Rav Elozo, who is the Machma by Shem Zayne, but that's Davke by Pony Abo Pnuy, not by Doshim HaMesailulis. Let us go further. Tzu Edake Ukrushovche, Mutorim Begiyeres Mishucheres, Veinam Asurim Elo Milovei Bekol. Also, lovey bekol, shenemale yivitz yovei pitzu adaka kushovcha bekal Hashem. The Torim begiyers mesecher is a drashid la ikhul kol. Bomi name Rav Sheshes. Pitzu adaka koin mao begiyers mesecheres. It's like this, koin is also begiyers mesecheres out zayne. But could be, since this koin is posel a kol, so all the dine chitun that apply to a koyin do not apply to a darker koyin. So it could be he's permitted to marry geyeres mishucheres. And it's study ashayla b'kdushose koy v'oso. Does he still have kdushas kuna linyin chitun? Aydil malav b'kdushose koy v'shor. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Tenisua, Abingyu Arai. Patsu Edake Yisrael Mutter Benesine. That Abtsu Edake Yisrael is Mutter on the Nesine, from the Zayin Umis. Pisal Kedaitach Bekdushosi Koi, if you will say that Patsu Edake is Kedushas Yisrael, the Gabi Chiton, Ikri Kan Lois Ischatin Bo. So Havai Ze Mutter Benesine. So you see, whoever is nifsal mikol does not have bechlau the dinei chitum, but is mutal on klau Yisrael. So memele, that's why it is mutal. Let us see Rashi. Koyin kosher also begyos mishachers, mishum zayne, shenivalo mikoydom. We had this Rashi before already. Ptsuadaka koin, shasa b'Yisrael, smalisa giyores. Ptsuadaka Yisrael, lochi gusin. Ptsuadaka mutu benesin, lagusinu koin. Nesine, mizayin umes, minagivoinem. Bisal kedaitoch. Ptsuadaka b'gdushose koi, heichi shoy Yisrael benesin, oksiv leisis chatimbo. So, kochach, you see that all the Yisure chitum only apply to someone who's mutalovi bekal Hashem, but if he's mufkev and kal Hashem, so these dine chitun don't apply. So meilo hu adin hakoyin. Oma rove oto hosu mishim kedusha belav kedusha. That's the reason why Ptsu Adak is mutin nesine, because he doesn't have kedusha's kol.
No, it's a different cheshbon and gans. Why is there an issa to be mischatan with design umits? So the pasuk says, "Duma meilad ben, ba'ozul polach la'ivit ala avedus kechav." Ki yoser es bincha, v'hani mili b'yoysan oivdai kechavim, ki yoser es bincha. That's the law will become the ben will be an oivdai kechav. V'hani mili b'yoysan oivdai kechav. Ki megayri, so memele the whole iser of loisis chatim zdavka, when they goyim. When they megayri themselves, mishcha shori, so the mutter. Rabbonu de Gozribo, and the Rabbonu Bogoizer, Migerusen, Otto Geusen. He Gozribo Rabbonu, Bahanach de Bnei Ludi, Abelhai de Labar Ludi, Le Gozribo Rabbon. Sarove is Chaylik Adiraye. The Rabbi says, there is a different Cheshbon in Gansu. They answered, Mid Rabbonum, Bigerusen, Otto de Deraise, Bigiusen. And the Issa Bigiusan is Dilma Moilit Ben Basel Paloch Avaydis Kechav, and so I feel if the Geiris, they also also, but only if the Boil is a Bar Hilode. So it's May Ain the Issa the Erais. But if you have a Petsua Daka who's a Lav Bar Hilode, so then there's no, then the Rabbana didn't ask. So Mamela, there's no Tzushtal Bechlau to Arshail. Doesn't have the Kedusha's code. There's a special din in the Sine and a special din in the Patsua Dake, but doesn't have to these klolim which we are clearing about. Let us see Rashi. Otu hosom the kosa rachmona lischaten ba'ivdei keichovim b'shim kedusha v'lav kedusha uda lischinu. Afilo nizgairu, kigay nesinu shem geirim, hose taime domed moilid bar o polach avoidis kechot. Hilka, kro rabbi yoysim avid trichot muxim, avo nizgairu shori, lo domar abon on Yisrael kosh lisa nesinu gzeiru de gozal. Kemrinem bai pirke dovid gozalei, chi gozal abon on bahani debnei ludi ninu, dum yudisir de raise, de taime mishum iludi. But if the love and eludi, so there's no isa. So the Gemara asks, Elomayato, if that's the cheshbon, so only a, you tell me only a ptsuadak is muta ben nesine, Elomayato, mamzer de bari ludi, a mamzer which is a bari ludi, ochinami de osa, is also osa, was non, because it's about Ludi, but not Mamzerim and the Sinim, Mutorim, Lova, Izeboza. Elo, Kigozo Rabbonon, Bixerim, Ipsulim, Legozo Rabbonon, Ipsulim, Legozo Rabbonon. So it's a nubshat, that not the reason is Pari Ludi, no, the Rabbonon, the Kedin from the Sinim, the only were Goyzer and Kshayrim, not and Psulim. Why? What's the Chuz and Kshayrim and Psulim? So the Sirash. Elo Meyato. Mamzer the Bari Ludihu, Umuzer al Kol Yisurim Shebetoir. Omidu Yeraisa also Ba'avoidus Kechav. Ochenami Dosu Med Rabbonon Ben Sinim. And it's not like that. It's Matom Lovi Zebezet. So he says, so the thing is something else. Bipsulin can be to a daka mam, so like also Rabbona. Vishim de Milsad lo Shrihi. These are chlal, that they should find a mamza, up to a daka. It's a Milsad lo Shrihi. So my mele, there they were Milsad lo Shrihi, like also by Rabbona. Inami, shloi hoise, Shloi hoisek zeira zu mishum isa, not they were geyser, that they said, mid rabbonon, geyres has aloha bagoite. No. Elo lefish loi hoyu rachmonim, omadovid en ruim lis arev bi Yisrael behem.
since they're not rachmonim, so the Klal Yisrael should not mingle with them. So therefore the psulim he didn't ask. Why? Because by the psulim this won't be mingled with the Klal Yisrael. The psulim are separated from Klal Yisrael. So memele, there's no raya whatsoever to our shayla. Yeah. Hoder amar Rabbi. Then Rabbi said, oive. Lav milsi. That my shtik teure is not true at all. Be yoisen oive kechavim les luchasnes. The lav is leis is chaten bom. So, because man the goyim, there's no chitun. Nisgairu is luchasnus. So the whole isolos is chatin bom, minatoire is after geiris. So now we have a merdekerai. So why is a mamzer permitted to marry a nesin? There's an isol derais, it's a kolchoch, you have to say. All psulei chitun do not go on by psulei kol. Zokte gemore weiter, what's your rash? La milsu damai, do kim no kro bi yois mai vikechom, bi yois mai vikechom las lo chastas. Ala vaadai kro bi geirim ksiv, o mishum kidushehi. Bi dushrini pitsu adak, nesi nishma min ola bi dusho sei koi, that the kidushes a kol does not remain by someone who is posel a kol. Mosev Rav Yosef, Vayishchaten Shloime es Basparei Melech Mitzray. So you tell me a Yisod that the gather of Chiton does not apply by a Goite. It says Yishchaten Shloime es Basparei Melech Mitzray. So the Gemara says Giyure Geire. No, she was a Giyure. That's where there was Chiton. So the Gemara asked, how can you tell me she was Megayas after one Mekabel Geirim in Meishloim? So the Gemara says, Midir Taime, Elo L'Shulchan Melochim. Oh, Tamazoni Ad Shulchan Melochim. Oh, L'Yitzrichale. But she didn't need it. She wasn't Megayas herself for the Ashiris of Shloim. So that's why they were Megayas. Let us see Rashi. Like Kiblu Geirim, Kashu, Midu Taima, Haid, like Kiblu Geirim, El Mishin, Lahavi, Megairi, Elu, Shulchan, Melochim, Abbas Pari, Lav, Tzrich, Elochi, Shrei, Bas, Melach, Oysa. Let us see Toysvis. So Taisi says, "Biyaisen over the kirchovim less luchasnis." Oh, the parch beperchem amidim benoiseim de araisenino tersiv loisis chaten bo. So we just say now that there's no isa haseifet de kros somich tersiv biter loisikach lebincha. That's another isa. That's another lav. But the lav of loisis chaten only applies by geiris. Chaim b'shili oimah b'kedushin le'gosin osin la'yelo chitim b'em l'loshin z'amash medim le'isis chatin dosh. Chabein etam gil le'yelo chluchin b'em tim le'isikach dorish k'defrishis v'ayri b'nochi yusom. So they are speaking about b'nochi yusom k'dorshinin k'yosel l'rabis kolam asirim le'ishayach b'geiris.